Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
Praise God. I said praise the Lord. Okay, last week we started out a series on Ecclesia. How many of us were here last week? I was in church. Can you signify by a show of hands? Okay. There's something about the teaching of God's word. It is in series. So it is important this 2020 that you don't miss out of those series. Amen? So that you know what happens to you if you're watching a series of movies and you miss one part. You have to go back to go and watch it. Praise God. So it's important that you follow us through this series so that you can get connected to what God is doing. Glory to God. So, last week, God's servant shared with us the vision of Lighthouse, whereby we spoke about the vision, the mission, our core values. Our core values are what we believe in, what runs in our DNA. It's called fullness. How many of us know that? Fullness. Fullness. We have the vision, we have the mission. I'm going to state all of that just as a recap. But we understand that no vision can fulfill itself. How many of you know that? So, if you have a vision, the vision cannot naturally fulfill itself. There are people. So, when God gives you a vision, the first thing God does is also to orchestrate people and direct people towards you for the realization of that vision. Do you agree with me? It begins so. For us in the Pentecostal world, we call them destiny friends, covenant of destiny. We call them different names because they came in at the right time to help us fulfill what God has told us to do. So, and we said, church is a key, it means the called out ones. How many of you are called out? I said, how many of you are called out? So, church is not a building. Tell somebody, church is not a building. If all of us leave this place and go to pastor's office, we're going to have a church there. That's why I say, if you read the book of Acts of the Apostles very well, you find out that they were having fellowship in house to house. They were churches in people's house. Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 8. When you read all of these scriptures, they were having fellowship. Koinonia, praise God. That's the word fellowship. So we are first called at Ecclesia into Koinonia. We are called into fellowship, one with God. Praise the Lord. So when we have this basic understanding, it helps us in our relationship work with God. So Lighthouse is a part of the body of Christ. So by now you know there are no perfect church. Even the church in Revelation, the Laodicea church, all of the churches, there are no perfect church. You know why? We do impact. We know impact. Amen. So, Lighthouse is part of the body. And if you're part of the body, you contribute a quota to that body. Am I right? So, the hand cannot tell itself, I don't want to cut that orange this morning. The hand will not tell the brain that I don't want to brush that teeth. Don't use me to brush your teeth this morning. You know? So, the way it is compact. So, Lighthouse is fulfilling part of God's plan for mankind. So, that is why you have a lot of churches. Now, someone said, see, okay, let's establish this fact. As believers, the church is a family. And you don't discuss the weakness of your family in the presence of strangers. The church is a family. All these social media tantrums. As a matter of fact, I don't read them. Be careful what you contribute. The church is of God. What did I say? I just want to lay a foundation. I'm going to prove all of this to you scripturally. Lighthouse is a word-based church. The church, so be careful when you are outside and people are talking about the church. Don't be too quick to run mouth. You know what? God is interested in church. And God's church is God's meet point for him to meet mankind. Yes. Somebody is lousy, the last time I checked, nobody is God's secretary general. And God has not chosen you to mark sin or iniquity. God never chose you. God never chose you. You don't have to function in that capacity. And I will say this clearly. If you are in a church, and at that particular point in time, you are becoming rebellious, the best thing is for you to leave that church. It is wrong for you to be rebellious to the leadership of a church. It's scriptural. 1 Peter 5. We're going to open it. I'm laying all of this emphasis to aid our understanding. Now, Pastor shared about the vision. The vision of bringing men and women into what? The full realization of their potential in God. We're building a community of believers. How do we do this? Whose lifestyle affects, influence the community? What are we saying? You don't have to hold a mic like me to influence somebody. I'm a believer in the marketplace. Somebody looks up to me. Praise God. Because of the way I portray myself. Because of the way I do. And how do person know? The DNA. Forgiveness runs in you. Uniqueness runs in you. Praise the Lord. Love runs in you. Leverage runs in you. Nobility runs in you. Excellence runs in you. Supernatural runs in you. Service runs in you. That's our DNA. Fullness. Praise God. So when they see all of these things, he said they were first called Christians. Christ-like people. Why? Because they have been with Christ. In Antioch. The word Christian did not just originate. It's Christ-like. Amen? I'm really a judge. They didn't know the word to qualify them. They look like. And when something looks like, it's almost like. Glory to God. And because they saw the life of hard work, the life of prayer, and they could not say anything that's for them to submit that these people has been with Jesus. Glory to God. So it's important for us to know. So this morning, I'll be taking the subject, my commitment to my local church. Tell somebody, my commitment to my local church. You didn't say it very well. My commitment to my local church. Just the way you wake up because you got an offer letter at your place of work to go. You have an obligation to your local church. I say this with every authority and scriptures. You have obligation. Your job is not your primary assignment. Do not let us mix it together. Your job is not your primary assignment. Your primary assignment is to serve God. In serving God, you find your purpose. When you find your purpose, life becomes meaningful. So if you go the other way around, you are solving the question from a wrong point of view. And that is where a lot of believers we found ourselves. So if you found yourself in this house, so I'm going to narrow it down to Lighthouse Church. Is that okay? Is that okay? So if you're watching me online, you belong to a church, you can narrow it to your church. Amen. And Pastor already told you what we believe. It is not, what we believe is the gospel. Praise God. We believe in the totality of God's word. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, to save men. Glory to God. I said the church is a gift from God to mankind. Through local churches, God has brought people into a relationship with Jesus. We've ministered to the poor. The weak have received strength. Marriage and family restored. How many of you believe this? It's so important. It's so awkward that people don't see the good things the church have done. The social media is all about the bad things. The church is a platform whereby you come and you receive encouragement. We've had marriage restoration in churches. Am I right? We've had how people run their life. We have leadership development in churches. We have youth empowerment in churches. If you don't go too far, this is one of them. Just this week, we received a testimonial. Amazing. Do you know what would have happened to those people if there were no churches? our fathers, our forefathers got exposed to education because the church brought light. The gospel is the light of God's word. Whereby you see the gospel, you see light. They brought hospitals. Why? By reason of knowledge. And these are there to prove to us that God, that is the way, the channel God wants to reach out to us. How do you explain somebody that is a drug addict, swam into drinking, gave his life to Christ, suddenly stopped drinking? No therapy can solve that. It is by the power of the gospel. How do you account for that? You can't pay for that. Your tithe and offering cannot pay for it. How many lives that should have gone haywire by the reason of the preaching of the gospel got restored? We can go on and on and on to say all of this. Now, you cannot equate the life of the impact of the gospel on the destiny of someone affecting many people. And because just one thing is wrong, you go to the social media and you start shouting. The many things that are right, why are you not talking about it? The church is a place whereby we receive encouragement. How many of you have received encouragement? Praise God. I'm trying to lay all of this foundation for you to know that the local church is one of God's major ways to bring his grace to mankind. So, because there are many different types of people with many different types of need, God has provided many types of churches to meet their need. See, yes, I need to. If your need is to pray, there are praying churches. Every church prays, you understand? But you know what I mean. If you're some, may God give you understanding. If some church are strong on families, how many of you know that? Now, see, the grace upon the set man reflects in the church. The grace over the set man reflects in the church. For example, a set man has passion for the younger generation. And that is why we spend so much on lace. Lace budget is over 4.8 million. If you're hearing it for the first time. Yes. Funded by church and few individuals from the church. How on earth are we going to meet all of these needs if not through the platform of the church? Don't let us talk about government. Let's focus on ourselves. Praise God. Said, you know, when I hear something, no, I can't pay my tithe. I can't pay my tithe. They are removing your tax. You are not complaining. Abi, you know what your tax is supposed to be used for. And you can't see what it's supposed to be used for. Why are you not shouting at the government? Let's run quickly. The need and importance of a local church. The church was proposed by God from eternity. Ephesians 3:10. Please stay. Who is on the console? We're going to read a lot of scriptures. A lot. Just to help our thinking and shape our mind. Thank you very much. TPT. TPT. Stay on TPT. I'll give you the translation of what I want. It said the purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank of angelic order in the heavenly realm God's full and diverse wisdom. Revealed what? Revealed what? 11. This perfectly wise plan was destined from eternal ages and fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see that? Church is not an afterthought of God. It was in the original plan. Tell somebody the original plan. It was in the original plan from ages. Can we take this translation in the Living Bible? Just Living Bible and give a message again. We need to establish all of these points. Praise God. Living Bible. And his reason to show to all the rulers in heaven and how perfectly wise he is when all of his family, Jews and Gentiles alike, are seen to be joined together in the church. Did you see? In just the way he had always planned what? Through Jesus. How many of you know Jesus Christ was from the beginning? If he was from the beginning, church was from the beginning. Message. Through Christ, like yourself, gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about, even among the angels. All this is proceeding along lines planned all along by God and executed in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Number two, the church was built by Jesus. Matthew is a popular scripture. He was not referring to that he was going to build his church on Peter. No. It was the revelation. The revelation of the personality of the Son of God. Glory to God. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Are you with me? So it was not because Peter spoke. It is worthy of note for us to know that you can follow Christ and not know him. Yes. They've been following him. It just occurred to Jesus. I don't tell me. How far? What do people say I am? Is that me? What do you think I am? And nobody. But Peter spoke by revelation. And based on that revelation of the sonship of Christ, he said, on this revelation, I will build what? My church. It was proposed by Christ. On this revelation of the truth that you have spoken, I will build my church. They call out once. Praise God. Number three, the church was purchased by the blood of Jesus. How many of us know that? Acts 20:28. In TPT, Acts 20:28. So guard your heart, be true shepherd over all the flocks and feed them well. Remember, it was the Holy Spirit who appointed you to be guard and oversee the church that belonged to Jesus, the anointed one, which what? And did what? By what? Glory to God. This is just like a Bible study to refresh our mind, to know the origin and how the church came about. Ephesians 5:23-25. Same TPT, Ephesians 5. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 5. For the husband provides leadership for the wife, just as Christ provided leadership for the church as the Savior. Give me 25, please. And to the husband, you are to demonstrate love for your wives with the same tender devotion that Christ demonstrated to us, his bride. For he died for what? Doing what? So the church was purchased by the blood of Jesus. The church is a household and family over which God is the Father. Ephesians 1:22-23 in TPT. The church is the household and family over which God is the Father. And he alone is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ, and he has given him the highest rank above all. 23. And now we, what? Can you read that with me? And now we are his body on the earth. Tell somebody, I'm the body. And that which fuels him who is being filled by it. Glory to God. The church is the body over which Christ is the head. 6. The church is the kingdom over which Christ rules. Say Matthew 6:16-19. Now, if all of this is the importance of church, then all saved people are added by Jesus to the church. How many of us believe that? Acts chapter 2. The church is important because of its relationship with God. The church was proposed by God, built by Jesus, and purchased by his blood. It is the family of God, the body, and the kingdom of Christ. We did not make the church important because the church is important. We make it important because there is a tie between God and the church. Praise God. So, with all of this, I can boldly say to you that failure to appreciate the church is not simply a rejection of the people in the church, but a rejection of God and his will. Failure to accept this fact, you are rejecting God and his will. Praise God. So, I've told you examples of churches. So, Lighthouse is one of them. So, if it will go in memory lane, we're going to put the day Lighthouse was inaugurated. And someday, add it to the scripture. Amen? Just like the church at Ephesus. The church in Laodicea. Amen? And we have Pastor as the presiding bishop. Glory to God. You know, the church at Ephesus, Timothy is the presiding bishop. And there's somebody that is always an overseer. Praise God. Praise God. So, it's important for us to know we are fulfilling what the gospel requires us to do and through the platform of the church. Amen. Examples of churches is Acts 8:1, Romans 16:1, 1 Corinthians 1:2, 2 Corinthians 1:1, 1 Thessalonians 1:1, and Colossians. Let's just take two or three. Acts 8:1. Acts 8:1. Now Saul agreed to be an accomplice to Stephen's stoning and participated in his execution. From that day on, a great persecution of the church in Jerusalem began. There was a church in what? Romans 16:1. So someone said, there are too many churches in Nigeria. I don't believe that. I don't believe. So maybe we should refer. We need more good churches. Amen? I won't deny the fact that some people are worse will be. Uh-huh. Amen? But you can't take the fact. Not all of them are like that. You belong to a very good church. Amen? I said you belong to a very good church. So now let me introduce to you our dear and beloved sister in the faith, Phoebe, a shining minister of the church in what? Praise God. I will stop. You can read through your scripture, you see churches because of our time. So, I have laid all of this emphasis because I'm going somewhere. You cannot be a student in a university without belonging to a department. Do I make sense to you? If I ask you, are you a student? Yes. How do I know you're a student? There is an identification. There is a matric number. Amen? Why do they do all of these things? So that you are associated to that institution. If I ask you, who are you? Said, I'm a military personnel. Which one? Which one? Are you police? Are you navy? Are you army? Because there is an identity. Say somebody an identity. If I tell you, what do? You can't tell me you're a sport person. Do you play football, basketball? Which one? You must be associated to something. And how do we know you are associated with something? So you know I went to school because I can tell you my matric number. And I didn't only go to those schools. I was writing what? Exams. And when I finished, they said, after fully in learning and in character. Amen? I've fully completed the degree of a what? Bachelor degree in industrial mathematics. Praise God. They were able to trace it because you don't write your name in the exam. I mean, you write your, the school I went to is your matric number you only write. Because the lecturer, what's the business of the lecturer with your name? You have an identity. So that is why our parent church, when you go to those churches, if you remember, for you to identify with those churches, there must be some prerequisite. And you have a membership card. Tell somebody membership card. And one of the prerequisites for the membership card, you are a tither. Do you understand? I gave an example the last time when we did World Conference. That I was born in that church. And it was time for my mom's first child daughter to go to school. And because they know somebody in this school, the VC attends that, they said we should go and get a letter from the resident pastor. As they said, my mother attends the church. They said, no, the mother and the father must be attending the church. It is so. Membership is not transferable. Membership is not transferable. You cannot be fellowshipping in the spirit in Lighthouse. No. We believe in the spirit. We speak in tongues. Glory to God. And so you must be associated. Somebody be associated. So you cannot be a freelance in God's house. It is against the kingdom. It's a taboo. How do we identify you? Amen? Say, I just worship God. You don't worship God. That is another to worship God. There is a way. He said, forsake not the gathering of the believers. David said, I was glad when they said. These things are scriptural. So, your part in this vision, bringing men and women into the full realization of their potential in God, you start. Which unit are you? Tell somebody, which unit are you? Am I communicating this morning? Glory to God. It is not in, so, you know, because it's church, people get angry over what is not. They say, it was my birthday, nobody called me. I found out. Why you get annoyed is that you are not associated. I tell you this truth from the pulpit. This is not because I'm a pastor. If I do anything in Lighthouse, people will fool my house. My house will be filled. So, you begin to look at yourself. You cannot disconnect. And when it's time for you to do something, you are not angry because people didn't show up. People didn't know you in church in the first place. You begin to connect. You are not even on the platform. They begin to search the spirit to know your date of birth. Glory to God. You can, see, let's grow. Tell somebody, grow up. We should not be whining over what is not. See, whatever you give, you receive it back in multiple folds. You attend somebody's naming. When you give back, somebody will attend your naming. Ah. You, some people are in this church, they've not attended one function. You now say, Pastor, I want to do something. I want people to come. Okay, Pastor will use Betu to tell them to come. Because his office, he will not be able to say, but glory to Jesus. I think we should drive it home more. For us to do God's will this year, you have to be, tell someone, be connected. And let's do life together. So we can affect people together for God's kingdom. Praise God. So, your job description as a church member, your JD. So, it's in the scripture. I didn't manufacture it. I didn't. You know, you have description, you have a JD at place of work. You think there's a job description in church. You have not just read your Bible very well to understand that. You can't. You can't freelance with God. You can't. Number one.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,